The challenge posed by the rise of Delta variant infections is on the front of all the broadsheets this morning. Delta puts reopening at risk, admits Taoiseach, is the lead headline for the Irish Independent, with detail that Micheál Martin said the government would follow public health advice if it was going to delay the planned July 5th reopening of indoor hospitality. The impact of Delta on reopening is also the lead angle for the Irish Times in its coverage of the story. According to the paper, while officials say there is at present no grounds to delay, senior public health sources said the chances of issuing advice to proceed as planned are 50-50 and argued a 2 to 3 week delay could be effective. Referring to the vaccination programme, the paper quotes a senior public health source as saying that a delay of this duration buys you 10 to 15% of the population protected. That's huge. Adding, why risk things for the sake of 2 weeks when we've come this far? And on the Irish Examiner's front page, Delta threat to return of travel abroad is the main story. The paper writes that cabinet ministers have warned the return of international travel on July 19th could well be delayed because of the Delta strain of COVID-19. According to the paper, while they are confident that the planned loosening of restrictions on July 5th to allow the return of indoor drinking and dining will proceed, ministers expressed considerable concern at the prevalence of the Delta variant in Ireland. The Irish Daily Mail leads with summer freedom facing a setback. The story that the state's attempts to buy the land that the new National Maternity Hospital will be built on have been thrown into disarray after the St. Vincent's Hospital Group insisted it would retain ownership is the front page lead for the Irish Times. The new maternity hospital is on the front of the Irish Examiner too. And inside the paper, in her column on the story, Clodagh Finn recalls detail of the life of Mary Aikenhead, the founder of the Sisters of Charity and St. Vincent's Hospital, and wonders what the woman herself would make of the row over the new maternity hospital, which, she writes, in essence represents another important step on the inexorable journey to separate church and state. She writes that women and children, it seems, continue to be used as the anvil on which we hammer out a modern Ireland. It's absolutely exhausting. She concludes that Mary Aikenhead's schools and hospitals certainly had a Catholic ethos, but she was radical in reaching out to help the sick and the poor. Perhaps the most radical thing her successors can do now, she writes, is gift the hospital land at Elm Park back to the people of Ireland, the ones whose donations paid for it in the first place. And the new DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, gets lots of coverage this morning. In her analysis piece in the Belfast Telegraph, Suzanne Breen writes that somewhere in political heaven, the gods have been smiling on him. Yes, the next DUP leader faces a mountain of problems, but he's in a far stronger position than had he won the leadership first time round, she writes. Imagine, she says, the Lagan Valley MP had beaten Edwin Poot's 1917 last month. The losing side would have enjoyed considerable clout in the party. Now, they have almost none.